Hello, Prue.
Hi, Neil. I just wanted to add a picnic spot for your listeners. So there's a beautiful spot at the top of Arthur's Seat down at the Mornington Peninsula. And if we're allowed to, I'm going to pick up my mum. And I'm very emotional about this, actually, and I'm cross that I'm emotional. But when you said that there's talk about about picnics, I started to cry, and I thought, thank goodness, I'll be able to see my mum, I'll be able to see some friends, and we'll be able to socialise like we should be able to do. And then it made me cross, you know, like what is that we're in a point where, and it's not even guaranteed, you know, that he might actually say, oh no, not feeling it today, and then you know what, we're all stuck again.
There's also, so, I'm anyway. Afraid, there's also a possibility, Prue. I'm afraid that you'll be able to picnic, but only within 10 k's. Are you within 10 k's of Arthur?
I can do that. I can. I am.
Oh, that's
and
cool.
I, yeah, I'm
that's
down the cool. Mornington Peninsula, and I'm 10 k's of mum. So, so I will be able to do that.
Did you say you don't normally get emotional?
Oh, you know what? I've been getting a lot, very emotional these last few months. I'm quite a practical person, and I get emotional about certain things. But the feeling that I've got at the moment, and I'm working really hard not to feel overwhelmed. You know, I think I've started swimming in the bay. It's freezing cold, but just so that I feel alive, because there's just a dark cloud over everything, and I'm determined not to let it overcome me. And I'm sorry for getting emotional.
No. That's all.
I'm quite embarrassed about it. But
don't be. You're talking for. But Prue, you're talking for so many people.
I went into Kmart yesterday to do a click and collect. Woo! At my outing, and there was a woman there, probably in her 60s, maybe in her 70s, and we smiled and we said hello, and she was, I would imagine, a very elegant, quite an elegant woman. Well, she went off at saying how angry she was that this is as good as it gets for us at the moment, and I'm not having a go at her at all. But this is a woman who I wouldn't imagine would complain about this, anything, but she just at the end of her tether, and I think we're all like that at the moment. And the simple pleasure of having a picnic with two other friends, or you know, a couple, myself, my husband, sitting in the park, that's so exciting. What the hell?
Well, I really hope that the decision makers are listening. We don't know yet, so don't get ahead of yourself. But there is hope. There is some hope. It's amazing the way you've expressed that. So many people feel that way. You've been swimming today?
No, it was very cold yesterday morning, so I'm waiting for it to warm up. I'm being a bit optimistic and hoping that I'm listening to your program and I'm going down to 12.
Well, Prue, hold on. We'll have a talk to you off air. Well, just stay with me a moment, but would you do this? If there is, and if you take your mum on a picnic, give us a call from the picnic and let us know how it's going. Would you do that for us?
Yeah, I will. Absolutely, I will. I'd love to.
How old's your mum?
She had her 88th birthday last Saturday. So she had her 87th and her 88th in lockdown. And she's got 8 children. I'm the only one who's been able to see her. Mum's terrific, you know. She's very resilient, and she's in an aged care facility in Mornington, who have been fabulous with her. But and they're active, and she's got company, and that's terrific. But out of all her 8 children and her 16 grandchildren, I was the only one that was able to get special dispensation.
You hold on. We'll have a chat to you. I'd love to talk to you and your mum. Let's hope we get you. Even if we don't get you there this time, the next time. Thanks, Prue. You've really nailed it there. I mean, so many people relate to exactly what you're saying. And this is where I think there's a frustration there. I mean, it boils over into the protests and things in some ways. But I think there's a frustration here that this type of emotion and pain is not understood. I mean, the government, they get up there and say, oh, yeah, we feel the pain. Yeah, we know what it's like. But do they really, when you hear that? I mean, of course they feel a bit of it. They're not insensitive dolts. Not all of them, but you've just nailed it. I mean, you're living in reasonably comfortable way, but you've still got these great burdens, which, as you say, you get around life with a cloud over you. It will lift. It will lift. We will get there. Got to hang in, though. There's a way to go.